This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the fifth ever Guitar Nerds Quiz. I am one of the contestants, Mark Packham, joined by my fellow contestants, Matt Knight.
Good morning.
And James Cross.
Hello.
And welcoming to the stage, Quizmaster extraordinaire, as up for it as he always is. We're recording this in the morning, so he's full of beans, the Quizmeister. He's like that one from Blockbuster. His name is Joe Branton.
Hello.
No, you're not that ill. Come on.
No, I'm fine. I'm quiz ready.
So you've been working on a quiz for us?
Yes.
It's that time again.
I have been. It is quiz 125.
This episode 125.
Quiz 5. The fifth quiz.
Scores on the door so far. I think you've won none.
Yes.
Matt Knight's won two.
Yes.
And Jay and I have won one each.
That is correct. That is how it goes. Oh, do you think like a few years down the road? Nothing's going to change, is it?
No, you will never win. You will never win.
Unless you do a bass quiz. Oh,
we're not going to do that. Well. Literally no one would listen.
No. That is true.
So how many rounds are we looking at?
We're looking at 6 rounds of varied content. Although, you know, with these things, it is hard to know how much the three of you are going to faff around. I mean, I know that I like to draw every question now.
Yeah, I know you do, but we're a bit more professional.
Well, exactly, so I don't know. So I've got 6 rounds in, but they are placed accordingly, so there is a round that could stay or go, depending on how far.
I think we're usually 6 rounds is enough.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Who knows, it could be super short. I could have totally underdone this, and in which case it'd be a short quiz. But, you know, either way, there'll still be a victorious nerd by the end.
Good. So, shall we get cracking with the quiz? I'll now hand over to you. I am but a mere contestant from now on.
Quiz! Okay, gang. First up, we've got round one. Now, each round is going to have a different type. This is quickfire. I kind of wanted to get the ball rolling a little bit, so rather than going around the room asking you each a question and then passing it on to the next contestant. In this first round, I will be choosing one of you at a time to ask 5 questions in succession.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, this is definitely different.
Yeah. The points will not be passed on if you don't get a question right. We will just move on to the next question.
Strict.
So each of you have a chance to pick up 5 points.
Can we pass and come back to it at the end if we don't know it?
There will be no passing, no coming back to it. So there are no bonus points in this round, just 5 questions. Now, these questions are, in most cases, quite light and easy. The aim is to, as I said, get the ball rolling a little bit.
Rack up some points.
However, you will be penalised if I deem you are taking too long to answer.
The Joe Branton
method.
The Joe Branton method, yes.
Yeah, repeating the question.
Quick question.
Yes.
I know you said that there will be no bonus points and no passing on of questions in this round.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the case throughout, or will there be points?
No.
Where
there are round the room rounds in this quiz where if someone can't answer a question, that question can be passed over.
Because all I'm thinking is, do we want to allow the listeners an opportunity to pick a nerd
yes,
whom they can answer the questions of and then score themselves at the end in the Facebook group.
I think that's a great idea. So, yes, pick your nerd now, listeners. You've got a choice of the enigmatic Mark Packham, the ever lovely Jay Cross, and the, well, Matt Knight.
the overall champ.
Yes, yes.
The top dog.
Don't think I haven't thought about that when I have allocated each of your questions.
Right, let's
do
it. So,
round one, which I have named The Bitter Mystery of Guitar History.
I love that you're laughing at your own joke.
I often do. Yeah. At home alone.
Yeah.
Right, Mark Packham, you are the first up.
I'm
in
ready.
Round one of The Bitter Mystery of Guitar History. Okay, so get ready. Remember, you will be penalised if you take too long. So round one, question one. Describe the pickup switching of a 52 Telecaster.
So you've got bridge pickup, neck pickup, or neck pickup with the tone rolled off.
And what's that called?
The bass setting?
Nah, it's called Dark Vintage, but I'm going to give you a point for that.
At the time, I'm pretty sure it wasn't called Dark Vintage.
No, probably not, but it is now. Okay, that's fine. You get a point. Well done. Question two. Name three vintage brands beginning with the letter G.
Vintage brands?
Yeah, brands that made guitars. The name of this round is The Bitter Mystery of Guitar History.
Is it a point for each of the ones that I get?
No, it's a single point. You've got to get three.
Okay, Greco.
Yeah.
Gibson.
Yeah.
Godan.
Yeah, well, that is...
Godan? Yeah, they're a vintage brand. They've been going since the 80s. That's vintage.
No, they haven't.
Oh.
I don't think that counts as vintage. Does it?
Yeah. I mean, you...
30 years.
You could have gone...
30 years is vintage.
You could have gone Guild or Gretsch or like...
No, Godan.
I'll give you the point as it's early doors. All right, just about. Question three. Name two vintage guitars with the word star in their name.
Starcaster.
Yep.
And Jetstar.
That wasn't one of the five I had written
Guild.
Down. But Jetstar. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you can definitely have that point. Well done.
So what we're saying here is, as long as you answer a question with enough confidence, Joe,
he knows. Shall I look it up?
Basically, he knows that I know more than him.
Yeah,
Guild Jetstar. What are you looking up?
Yeah, that's real.
Good.
Okay, what is the name of Gibson's famous double-necked SG?
The ES1275DC.
I'm afraid that's not correct.
1725DC.
It's the EDS1275.
Yeah, you might be right on
I
that
I am
one.
Right, because ES is for hollow body, so no that's point annoying. There, I'm afraid. Very close. No, and the last question in your quickfire round is, what were the original names of the single and double pickuped version of the Telecaster? So two separate names for two separate guitars.
Esquire.
And
the No-caster.
Original names. The original names.
The No-caster. The broadcaster.
Yes. I don't think I can give that to you.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. So you get 3 out of 5, Mark Packham, sailing into round two with that. Okay, next up, should we go around the room, Jay Cross? You ready for this?
Yes.
Name three hollow body Gibsons.
What? Come on. Just any three.
The ES335.
Yep.
The ES339.
Yep.
And the ES275.
Oh, well done, Jay Cross. What does PAF stand for?
Patent applied for.
Correct. Number three, what...
Are you making these all Gibson questions for me?
No, they're okay. have this one. Name the other two Fender Mustang variations.
The Duosonic.
Yep.
And the... Showmaster?
I'm afraid it was the Music Master, so no point there. But
also, not really Mustang variations, but yeah.
Mustang body shape, I guess.
Ish.
Yeah.
What was unique about the headstock of 12-string Rickenbackers?
The octave strings had the machine heads poking out the back, whereas the bass strings had them poking out the side as regular.
That's kind of right. Yeah, it was slotted for the octave strings. But yeah, yes,
and the machine had poked out the back.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah. But they were the first people to introduce slotted headstocks into their 12-string guitars rather than having huge, oversized 6-a-side headstocks. And the last question on your list, What is the neck pickup on a Gibson EBO or SG bass commonly referred to as? There are actually two correct answers to this.
Oh, so you give him an extra option. I see.
The, big dog?
No, the correct answer is the mudbucker.
Mudbucker,
But actually sometimes referred to as the Sidewinder, even though the Sidewinder was the smaller pickup that was introduced much later.
I actually read somewhere about originally it was going to be called the Big Dog. Google it. I'm sure you'll find Gibson Big Dog.
Sure. Okay, so Jay, you finish the bit of mystery of guitar history with 3 points.
Okay.
And Matt Knight, it's your turn now for a quick fire round. Are you ready?
I'm still in my pyjamas, so I guess so.
Okay, right. Number one, when was the Fender Jazzmaster released?
1959.
I'm going to give you that.
What?
Because it's very close.
What do you mean it's very close? It's a year out.
No.
Well.
It is a year out. Oh, you know.
Of course I know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But there is a prototype from 59, so there are 59.
No, 58.
58.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Actually, after I said 59, I realised.
Yeah, it was 58.
Okay. Okay. 58 Jazz
I was
Master.
Just surprised that anyone got that.
I mean, you know where I work, right?
Yeah.
Two-time champ right here.
Yeah, that is true.
No,
okay.
I know all the answers.
Well, I'm not giving you that point. Number two, name three artists with signature model Gretches.
Chet Atkins.
Yep.
Billy Duffy. And... I'm actually lost.
I'm going to have to push you. I'm going to have to push you.
No, I can't think.
Matt, you lost. Actually owned one. Do you remember?
Yeah, and I can't remember his name.
Patrick Stump. I mean, you didn't...
Yeah, I didn't buy it because it was a Patrick Stump signature.
Yeah, you didn't go for, like, the Dwayne Eddy, the Eddie Cochran...
Tim Armstrong.
Yeah, the what?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Mind
oh,
blank.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, there were plenty to choose
from. Did you not write down Tim Armstrong?
No, I just had the page open, to be honest with you.
All right.
Could have gone with G-Love.
They've got plenty of... They've actually got a great range of signatures. Bono? More than I thought.
You could have gone with Bono.
You know when you get an answer in your head that you don't actually... You're like, another one. And then you just can't think of anything else.
I
was thinking of the weird signature Gretsch Penguin that's out in Japan that's our friend Sparky sent me the other day. And I was like, that's all I could think about. And I was like, I can't even remember the guy's name and or pronounce it. He's Japanese.
Right. Do you remember we spoke about it a little while ago, but Tom Peterson has three different types
of signature bass.
He's got a 4-string, a 12-string, and a 12-string relic.
Of course.
So
ridiculous. Just what you want from Gretsch.
But have you seen the Brian Setzer signature Gretsch?
It's got dice on the... on the volume
and
control,
it's like,
I think.
Yeah, that was the hot rod.
It's like a glitter green as well. Like a glitter slime green.
That original series of those was fantastic.
Yeah.
All sparkly colours. Anyway, what's this third question?
Billy Bowie, didn't go for the Billy Bowie.
Could have gone Billy Bowie.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this informative as well as questions.
Fine. No, you
can go off tangent whenever.
I need to win.
Okay.
And this is
Arctangent. You can go Arctangent whenever.
Yeah. Thank God he can't go to Arctangent whenever. He'll never come back.
Yeah. Oh, I was sitting down the other day and I was trying to remember stuff that happened to me at Arctangent. And definitely a Guitar Nerds listener found me at the Silent Disco and was having a conversation with me. Whoever you are, hello.
Please don't let anyone else who listens to this know the sort of state that Joe was in.
Yeah, it was by that point it was a bad condition. It was before I was being passed round in an inflatable dinghy.
Okay.
But it was after other things.
Get on with the questions.
Anyway, so question three for Matt Knight. Who founded Gibson Guitar Corporation in 1902?
My mind's gone completely blank.
Come on, Matty.
No, okay. I'm going to pass.
That's this is all that happens to me every quiz. I just get mind blanks. It was Orville Gibson who founded Gibson.
No, all I can think about was Ted McCarthy, which he was the guy that designed the Les Paul.
Of course, and it essentially made Gibson the company they are today. Yeah. But Orville Gibson, back before they did electrics in 1902.
Are you trying to give us a chance, Matty?
Number four.
No, honestly, I woke up 10 minutes before this quiz started, so...
Good.
Yeah, oh, I'm so sorry. This is a bad time for the quiz. Number four, what bonkers Italian guitar brand was famous for aluminium necks and excessive switching options?
Vox? No. The Vox had the same instrument. No,
in fact, I'll give you a clue. Recently, Jimi Hendrix's very first ever guitar, which was one of these, has gone to auction.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't his first ever guitar. Guitar he played in the UK.
Oh, okay. It was a Wanderer. Is the name of that? Wanderer.
If only we'd recently done some sort of video
that covered, you know, a few Wanderer guitars on the YouTube channel.
Yes, of course. There is a fantastic video on what is that video called? That's the
top five weirdest 60s guitars.
Yeah, which is. Great, listeners.
It's one of your best ones, I think.
Yeah, it was really good. And actually, we did it as Brand of the Week a while back as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Wanderer. And your last question, Matt Knight, to get that all-important point in this round, name another name that Dan Electro guitars appeared as in the 50s and 60s.
Silvertone?
Yeah, there you go, Matt Knight.
Off the mark.
So Matt Knight finishes round one, the bitter mystery of guitar history, with 1 point.
Why is it bitter?
Because it worked better. It flowed.
Why not the happy history of guitar mystery or whatever it was?
History.
It
doesn't matter.
Mystery of guitar history.
I should have made all the questions about like brands that have finished.
Yeah. You could have gone with the twisted mystery of guitar history.
It's bitter.
Okay, fine.
Bitter and Gitter.
Sounds like one of those rubbish bands that you're into.
Okay, we are moving on to round two, everyone. At the moment, the scores on the doors are Mark Packham with 3 points,
Woo!
Matt Knight with a single point,
Team
and Jay
Mark,
Cross
Mark,
also
Team
with 3
Mark,
points. I don't know why I did it in that order. That's
very weird.
Pretty weird order.
From worst to best.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, round two. Now, the type of round in this case is Guess the Guitar. I've also actually named... this round, Guess the Guitar. I was doing this quite late last night, so I'm getting more tired.
I wonder where most of the effort went.
Okay, in this round, I am going to name a feature of a signature model.
Okay.
Okay. And I want
rosewood neck.
And you are going to tell me the guitar that I'm talking about. Now, I was just going to say features and see who shouts out first, but I think that puts Matt Knight at a bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I wasn't thinking that at the time. So what I'm instead going to do is go around the room with this.
If you can't get it, then it goes to the next person.
Exactly. Okay. So we'll go in order of Mark, J, Matt. So, Mark, you're up first. Monkey Grip.
The Ibanez GM.
Who's the signature?
Steve Vai.
Okay, you've got a point.
Yes.
J. Cross. Completely scalloped frets.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
And what was the guitar?
The Yngwie Malmsteen signature Stratocaster.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, just the okay. guitar and the artist.
Okay,
so that,
okay, fine.
Matt Knight. A 3x3 headstock on a Telecaster.
Oh. John 5 and the J5 signature telly.
Yeah, you were there. Well done.
I would not have got that one.
Yeah,
it looks very weird.
I really like it.
Well, you know, it's like a duck's beak.
You've been to.
Well, it's actually a 12 string headstock.
Yes.
But they've only put 6 machine heads on it.
Yeah, and you've seen like the original tellies, the ones they've got in like, the prototype things in the factory were 3x3 as well.
Yeah, the snake head headstock.
Yeah, I loved those. Yeah. I thought they looked absolutely swag.
The Telecaster's perfect, mate.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, Mark Packham.
Go on, hit me.
Cracked purple mirror finish.
It's an Ibanez that you talked about recently. It is the Joe Satriani cracked purple mirror finish guitar.
You're wrong, I'm afraid.
How does this get passed around? Does it go to me, and then if I don't get it to Matt, or is it open?
No, surely it just goes around.
I think it goes around, yeah.
Okay.
So, to you.
The Paul Gilbert Fireman.
No.
Damn.
Matt Knight.
Is it the Manson Matt Bellamy signature?
It's not. No, I'm afraid no one gets that one, despite the fact that it was Mark Packham that got this when I described it in a previous episode, because I didn't know what it was. And I was just saying, oh, I've seen this thing. It's a cracked purple mirror finish. And it was on an Iceman. It was the
Paul Stanley. Yeah, of
course. So no points gained there. But what a great guitar.
Iceman, not Fire Iceman.
Yeah, because it's $7,000. We're getting one at GAC.
Oh, come on, mate. It's not time for you to advertise. Flogging your wares.
We've got the only one. I'm just saying, anyone out there after a correct purple finished £7,000 Iceman. Next up, J. Cross. Fan Fret 8 string matte white.
Fan Fret. Oh, I don't know.
Eight string.
Tosin Abasi.
It is Tosin Abasi. Okay, that is excellent. Well done. Yes,
the Ibanez Tosin Abasi signature.
It is just called the Ibanez Tosin Abasi. Yes, that's right. It has a series of long numbers afterwards. Of course, this is his second signature model from
after Ibanez. The previous Ibanez. Eight-string Tosin Abasi.
Yes, but it was more... his original one was like an eight-string RG. It was quite tasteful. It wasn't fan fret. It was an HSH.
The other way around? Didn't the flashy one come first and then the conservative one?
You're still thinking it's the RG thing. Technically, then, this is his third. Yes, there was a flashy one and an affordable. This is a totally new, fan-fretted, kind of like Strandberg body shape.
Right.
Matte white one now with sort of angled EMGs. So it's very different. But
I know someone called Matt White. I reckon that's a bit of a... You can't really go into like a builder's merchants, can you? Be like, yep, Matt White.
Matt White. Like, yeah, all right, bet you are, wait.
He wears bowling shirts every day, except for the only time I've seen him at a bowling alley where he didn't wear a bowling shirt.
Well, enough of Matt White. And on to Matt Knight. Jazz bass body on with a P bass neck.
Oh, I can think of who it exactly is, but I can't think of his name. I can only think of one person in the band.
He's just going to answer Chet Atkins for everything.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to pass it.
Yeah, no, pass it, because I know what the answer is. I just can't think of his name. I know he's in Blink-182, and that was it.
Mark Hoppus
is the correct answer. Well done, Mark Packham, picking up a bonus point. And back round to you for the next question. Shaped like a rocket.
Shaped like a rocket. It is the Michelangelo Battio rocket guitar.
Made by?
ESP. No, Dean. Oh, made by Dean.
I will give you
made
that.
Made by Dean.
You saw the reaction on my face then.
No, I didn't. It's Dean.
It is ESP. I will give you that. Well done. One of the greatest guitars ever made. Single coil
That's
EMG
absolutely
in the neck.
Not true.
Humbucker.
Sorry, you've
bridge,
lost the quiz.
Shaped like a rocket. Complete with rivets. I think it might be the coolest guitar I've ever seen. Round two, J. Cross. J. Cross, perfect. Perfect for this one. Same features.
What?
Three
like
different
a
body shapes. This guitar has the same colour, hardware, pickups, but three different body shapes.
Jim Root. The Fender, Jim Root, Strat, Tele, and Jazzmaster.
That's not what you were thinking
but
of.
But that is absolutely correct. So I'm giving it. Yeah.
Can I get a bonus point?
No, because he got it. He was absolutely right.
What were you going to go with?
I was thinking of the Lee Malia.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, also.
But the Jim Root is absolutely true. That is complete. Of the description I gave you, that is absolutely right. Okay, and finally then, back round to Matt Knight to pick up his second point for this round. Completely white Flying V, including the neck.
Including the fretboard.
Yep.
Oh, the Snow Falcon, Brendan Smalls.
Yes, that is absolutely right. Yeah. Well done, Matt Knight, the Brendan Smalls.
I mean,
Smalls
we did only
fan.
Talk about this last week.
Yes, I
in
know.
In the Patreon.
I know.
This just shows how long Joe's attention span is, that many of the questions in the quiz are based on things we talked about. Like, you're like bloody Donald Trump.
Well, fine, whatever. I was trying to... look, in the last quiz... I was listening back to it, of like a everyone had the potential of like 80 points and the highest score was 30. Like, I'm trying to make us look a little bit smarter by dumbing down the questions somewhat.
Okay? My questions were tough.
Yeah, okay. Unnecessarily tough. Also, the listeners don't want to hear us not getting questions right.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they love.
Fine. All right. Anyway, so at the end of round two, again, Mark Packham and Jay Cross coming joint first with 3 points and Matt Knight with two. So overall, at the end of that round, we've got 6 points each for Jay and Mark, and Matt Knight trailing with 3 points.
Has Matt only done one round?
No, he's done.
Oh, okay. He has done two rounds. Just wanted to make sure that, you know, you were still playing along, Matt. That was all.
Okay, and we're moving on to round three. Now, round three will be a traditional round the room round, which actually the last one ended up being as well. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. But the theme of round three is know your amps. That's right. So there are going to be some easy and some slightly harder.
We're rubbish at amps.
No, I mean, some of these are so easy.
Okay, good.
So easy.
Let's get some points.
We're going to go around the room. We'll go around in the same order. Mark Packham, we're going to start with you. Name three 15-watt combos.
Well, just any three
15-watt
combos.
Yeah, you've got to be combos.
Name okay, three. Fender Blues Junior.
Yeah.
Fender Pro Junior.
Yeah.
And Marshall MG15 DFX. You didn't say valve. You said 15-watt combos.
Is the Pro Junior 15-watt?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a smaller speaker and no reverb and no channel.
I mean, he answered it correctly.
Yeah.
I should have said valve. It's my fault. I'll give you the point.
Okay, you didn't say valve.
Reluctantly give you the point.
I could have gone PV Rage 158, Marshall MG15 DFX, Spider 15.
J-Cross named 300-watt valve heads.
Oh, I see. So now you're adding in the...
You are running out of time.
You're adding in the stipulation out of order. Right. Orange Rocker 100.
Yeah.
PV Valve King. And
I'm gonna have to push you.
Engel 5150.
Engel.
See, not so easy.
So I think Matt should be able to pick up that point if he can name three valve heads that weren't the one that Jay
said. No, I don't think with these name the three ones we can pass it on. Matt Knight.
Matt Knight,
name three digital practice amps.
Line 6 Spider 15. Marshall MG FX 15, and I'll also go for a Boss Katana.
The MG 15 FX is not a digital practice amp, it's analog with some digital effects.
Also, I would like to question here, is it the Boss official line that it's that the Katana is a practice amp, Matt?
He's done himself there.
Is that something that we can quote you on? Or would you say that it's not...
It can be a practice amp or it can be a gigging amp. It's up to
you. Well, I mean, Joe specifically asked for practice amp. So, I'm just... I'd like to know your thoughts on this.
Depends where Joe draws the line at a practice amp. Because he did actually call it a practice amp last week when he said he used it in a GAC video. So...
I'm more questioning the MG15 DFX because that is not a digital modelling amp.
Well... Technically, a Katana's got a class AB power amp. It's not a class B power amp.
So that's not a digital model.
He's done himself out of the points, I think.
I am going to give Matt a point because you guys are bullying.
Unbelievable.
Okay, next up, we are through the name three, so we're on to the how many. So, Mark Packham, how many 212 cabinets are in Orange's current catalogue?
Oof. I'm going to say... Do I have to do like different colours?
I would say that what would be an individual product.
Yeah, sure, but like, okay, it's not like PPC 212 orange and PPC 212 black.
Well, if I was at a shop and placing an order, those would be two separate things to order, wouldn't they?
Right. So I'm going to say there are 7 different 212s that they do.
Can you tell me what they are out of interest?
PPC 212 orange, uh-huh. PPC 212 black,
right.
PPC 212 open back orange, uh-huh. PPC 212 open back black,
right.
And then a Jim Root signature cab.
That's five.
That's five.
That's what I meant, five cabs.
So the fact that I let you explain yourself actually made you correct yourself, because you are completely right.
Yes.
In fact,
I said the wrong number, but I knew what I meant.
Bonkers.
He got it right. He named the right amount.
That is bonkers.
I meant five, not seven.
You did mean five, not seven. Now, the curveball there obviously was the gym route, because I thought most people would go for just naming the open and close back 212s in both colors. But you're absolutely right. The gym route is still a
I'm taking those points.
Line.
That is mental. I hope you're this lenient moving forward.
I assure you I will be. Okay, your how many question, J Cross. How many color options are there for the Kemper Profiler?
How many color options?
There are color options when you buy a Kemper profiling app. How many are there?
Two?
You said that with so little confidence, but are completely right. Yes.
Okay, yeah,
you can pick up the Kemper profiling app
black
in either a black
or green.
Well, it's white.
Beige.
It's white. Yeah. But yes, black or white. They've all got green on them,
but the
fascia itself is either black or white. You're absolutely right. Can you tell me what the most popular one is of those two?
Black.
That is completely right. We have a warehouse full of white ones. okay, next up, Matt Knight. This is your how many question. How many amps are in the Marshall Code series?
He's thinking. He's stroking his moustache.
No, I'm going to... I don't know, if I'm being perfectly honest, so I'm just going to say four.
You're going to go for four, which is completely correct.
Really?
Well done. Absolutely. Well done, Matt Knight. I was concerned that someone was going to go for five. Yeah, you'd think there were more, but no.
There's a head as well, isn't there?
There is a head.
Well, that's what I could think. 50-100 head, and I thought there's got to be one more, and there's probably a 212, so
there's also,
that's what I guess.
There's a 10, isn't there?
Like a practice amp?
No, not anymore. No, the series in its entirety is the Code 100 head, the Code 50, and the Code 25.
That's three.
And the Code 100 combo.
Right.
There is also a cab in the series, but yeah, that is the complete range now.
Wow.
So there you go. Well done, Matt Knight. You picked up a point for a change. That is excellent. Okay, next up, we are through the how many's, and we are into the what's the. So, Mark Packham.
Hit me.
What's the smallest cabinet that Orange make?
What is it? It's the one for the little micro head. It's the
how big is it?
PPC.
I don't care about the name. How big is it?
I'm going to go for 6-inch speaker.
You are incorrect, I'm afraid.
Does it get passed over?
No.
Does it get passed over?
I guess
you
can,
said
yeah.
no.
Well, no.
No,
I said it could be passed over
in this
on
round
three.
You said, no, you said no. Round three that you cannot get
the
passed
over. The subcategory, which was the name.
Nonsense.
Name in a row. I'm passing this round just because of your attitude, young man.
PPC J-Cross. 108 is 8 inches.
It is an 8-inch speaker, and you are completely correct, J Cross, gaining yourself a well deserved point. Okay, J Cross, on to you. Your what's the question? What's more affordable, the Line 6 Helix LT or the Headrush?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. I wonder if it's a good question.
What's more affordable? Well, I mean, if you're going... affordable is a very subjective category, because surely you've got a lower price, basically, is what he's asking. So what you're suggesting is just because something's cheaper, that, you know, that makes it more affordable.
I guess it could.
What if you've got loads of money?
Well, then neither of them matter, do they? You know,
yeah, exactly.
Get whatever
They're
you
both
want.
Affordable. Which has got the lower price?
I'm going to go with the Helix LT.
Until about a week ago.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You would have been correct. However, a couple of days ago, the price of the Helix LT went up, which now means that the Helix LT and the Headrush are exactly the same price. So this question was impossible to answer unless you'd have got that. But I'm still going to give you a point because the Helix LT has been cheaper.
Yeah.
For so every single day since those two products have been out.
So there we go. So
I would have given you 2 points if you'd have said neither they're the same.
Right, okay.
But, you're getting a
one
point.
One is fine. I don't need two. One is fine. Thank you, though.
And Matt Knight, round to you. And Matt, you can get 5 points for this question.
What?
No, it's fine. What is the wattage of a Fender Princeton 65?
Is that the old one with the red?
That's right, because the other one you can get is a 68.
So, yeah. I think it's 50.
50.
Yeah. I don't think it's 65, if I remember rightly, because I don't think they actually powered them the same as they named them. But I might...
That was a curveball. That wasn't what I was expecting it to say.
No, not at all. I'm afraid that is incorrect. I'm passing that round the room to Mark Packham.
I'm going to go for 15.
That is incorrect. Jay Cross.
40.
Guys, it's 12.
12, right.
There we go.
I thought, it like, everyone knew Princeton's were 12.
Matt, the...
No, I was
the number
thinking
of the
old
year.
90s one.
The number is the year.
Oh, you were thinking of, like, a Red Knob Princeton.
I was thinking of the Red Knob Princeton from the 80s that Johnny Greenwood used. That's what I said. Was it the one with the red knob?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant... You said the old one. And yes, there are two in the catalogue at the moment. There's a 65 and a 68. And
Joe right, obviously no, can only sorry. Talk about things that he can sell at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
That's as far as my knowledge goes. Okay, no, well that...
Sorry, I was thinking of the very, very old one. This, in fact, that one was also solid state as well, I think.
No, they were Valve, the Red Knob
series.
Were
they still Valve?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of round three. J Cross storming ahead of round three with a whopping 3 points. Joint second, Matt Knight and Mark Packham with 2 points.
Well, not overall, though, surely.
No. Overall,
I'm winning, mate.
Don't make me add up as I go. I mean, overall, it looks like J Cross has got 9 points. Mark Packham has got 8 points. And Matt Knight has got 5 points. So
it's getting
still
close.
All to play for. As we enter round four, Joe Sings Riff Knowledge.
Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Please bear
I don't
in mind
like
that
where this is going.
Please bear in mind that it's 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday and my neighbour is directly below us.
I know. Also, this round took a lot of preparation for me. This was really hard to work out because what I am going to do to you...
pardon? Good Lord.
I am going to hum popular riffs.
Okay, that's not singing, but carry on.
Yeah, and you are going to have to tell me the guitar synonymous with that riff.
Okay, fine.
I will accept in some cases where it's more prolific, I will need the guitar in the music video, but in most cases, I will accept
so vague
the guitar that is prolific. So some of them have several answers, which
okay.
I have.
I'm hovering over the volume control on the recorder here because I suspect this is going to be louder than normal.
So how should I do this? Should I
just
give you one
each again? It's just the easiest way.
It is. If Matt were here, I would just sing and you guys would have to shout answers. I think that would be more
chaotic. I want to sing. I want to shout.
Again, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Are you ready, everyone?
Yes.
Riff knowledge. Question one.
So is this just for Mark?
Yeah, yeah, this right. is just for Mark.
Please don't be too loud.
Ba 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 ba.
That is the song Oh Enzo Amore by various crowds. No, that is...
I just need the guitar.
Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. Uh-huh. And the guitar player was Jack White.
I just need the guitar.
Probably
mate.
Released in about 2002, something like that. He played the an airline.
He did. You're absolutely right. It was one of the original Airline 59. So back when they were using... making fiberglass bodies and aluminium necks with their huge overwound single coils, unlike the Eastwood airlines that are made today with mahogany bodies, maple necks and rosewood boards and humbucking pickups.
So in short, I'm getting the point.
So in short, Mark Packham, well done. That is 1 point to you. Jay Cross, some of these I will need some prep for to sort of get the tune in my head.
Do you need a tuning fork? Could you...
That's the maddest you've ever looked.
Could I hear it again, please?
Please don't make him do it again.
I don't know what it is.
Come on, that's easy. What is the guitar we're talking about?
I have no idea what that song is. I'm gonna go with. Is it a Fernandez Strat?
It's not.
Okay.
I'm going around the room. Matt Knight, can you answer this for me?
Is it Brian May Red Special?
It is the Brian... You are absolutely right.
That's not how Bohemian Rhapsody sounds.
Well, I'm sorry, but
me and Matt both knew it. So.
In fact, that is one of the most famous bits of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, exactly. I went through several sections.
If that bit wasn't in Wayne's World, then it wouldn't have gone back to number one.
Yeah.
That is... I feel cheated there. That is cold. I thought it was Rage Against the Machine or something.
We were, of course, talking about the Brian May Red Special. A guitar that I think we should kind of maybe dedicate a podcast to. I recently got the book.
Recently got a load of them in stock at GAC.
I recently got the book. Brian May wrote a book about his Red Special and how he came to make it, because you guys will know the story.
Yeah,
of the
he
Red
built
Red
it out of a fireplace with his
dad.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, with like an oak fingerboard and everything. And you know, things like the trem arm being made out of like a motorbike part and stuff like that. It's such a cool story, and they've got like the book has the complete spec of the guitar and sort of
bring it in.
How long
we'll
it took them to make it, and all like the how the neck had sort of wormholes that you filled with matchsticks and stuff. It's so cool. It's such an interesting story about a guitar. I really enjoyed reading it. I think we should definitely do a solid podcast on it. Okay, next up, Matt Knight, are you ready for yours?
Go for it. Some sort of punk, horrible punk song that I only know because I was a kid but don't actually know the name of the song. So pass it on to one of the others because I won't be able to tell you.
Mark Packham.
Well, it's Damn It by Blink-182, but it could be... I mean, obviously, he's most known for the single pickup Strat. And
what was his single pickup Strat?
It was a Fender Strat with a sort of Tom DeLonge signature Strat with a Seymour Duncan Invader. But having said that, I believe in that music video, he's actually playing a Les Paul. And for a lot of the time before he had the signature Strat, he played a Les Paul Standard. So
you are actually wrong, but
what?
You are wrong. He wasn't playing a Les Paul in that music video. Yes, at the time actually he was playing a black Les Paul Standard.
There's two versions of that video.
Right. Okay. Well, in the popular version of that video, he is playing a stickered up Super Strat, but. Like a white Super Strat covered in stickers. But
what?
Yeah. But really, for this question, I was going for the guitar that was synonymous with him. And I think, even though, you know, I would have accepted, like, I would have maybe talked about sort of the ES 333 that he played in later years, but
not for that.
No, but if someone had said that, I'd say, well, I guess it is the guitar he's known for now. But yes, absolutely. I think really the guitar that's kind of synonymous with that band is the his signature Stratocaster with that single Seymour Duncan Invader in the bridge pickup, which I think was a really big deal, that guitar. Like putting a pickup that was absolutely designed for metal into the bridge of a sort of a surf-coloured punk rock guitar.
Well, kind of covers up unsubtle playing by being so loud. I think it's actually a Les Paul that's recorded on. But
It probably is recorded on, because the bulk of that record, I think, was recorded on a Les Paul. But yes, in the music video, it's actually playing a Super Strat. Okay, well, I am going to give you that point, Mark Packer.
Yes.
Cold. Cold.
Okay.
What?
So where are we? We're now on Mark Packham.
Yeah, it's me again.
So Mark Packham, we're back round to you. And are you ready for this?
Go on.
Y'all ready for this?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's
No, don't say other humming things. I can't get other things in my head.
Don't say other humming things.
I've got this. I have this in my head in this order. Do do chicka chicka do do chicka do do chicka chicka do do chicka do do chicka chicka do do chicka do do ba do do ba do do ba do.
That's not real.
Mark Packham, you need to answer the question now, or I'm moving on.
Okay, so that is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Yes.
It could be a number of guitars.
So because the video for this is so famous, what I'm really, and also because the player really just played about a billion guitars, I am looking for the guitar that's in this music video.
It's Kirk Obain is the guy's name.
Yep.
I believe in the video he's playing a Jaguar. But it could be also a Strat with a black Japanese Strat.
I'm going to give you one more go.
It's maybe just a black Japanese Strat in the video. I don't know what's in the video.
The reason I
can tell you probably what it was recorded on.
Yeah. The reason I went for this one is because I'm tempted to go around the room, actually, with this. I might give you half a point if no one else gets it.
I don't know what's in the video.
Yeah.
Because okay. This is guitar nerds, not music video nerds.
Yeah, all right. Okay, and Matt Knight?
I think it's a Mustang.
Matt Knight, you are absolutely right. The reason that guitar was important is because he plays a 1969 Performance Mustang. A left-handed 1969 Performance Mustang. Think about how rare that is. Like, they more or less weren't made. There were like 500 lefty Performance Mustangs ever made, and Kirk Bain had one.
I bet it was recorded on a Strat.
Yeah, well, nonetheless, Matt Knight got the correct guitar, so I am giving him a point for that one. And we're moving round to Jay Cross. Are you ready for this?
I'm...
Oh, no.
You've
forgotten how it goes.
So just to make 100% sure, you need the guitar that's in the music video for this song.
Yeah.
The official music video.
No, I need the guitar that is synonymous with this artist.
Well, it's quite clearly the Fender reissue Jimi Hendrix Monterey Strat that was released just last week, actually, and is available in every good music retailer.
And your very own company. Of course, amusingly enough, the first signature model to be released of Jimi Hendrix in Strat format was, in fact, not by Fender, it was by Gibson.
Yeah, that's not the first one, I don't think.
Well, maybe, who knows. But the
and also, I don't think it ever came out.
Didn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, that's a shame, I wish it had.
Jay didn't actually answer what it was.
I did, but
he answered it. He knew what it was. He was playing. He knew inside.
So basically, the question is: do you know this ridiculous riff that I'm doing?
No, he got it.
This is Joe trying to push his voiceover career.
Yeah, exactly.
Show how dynamic he can
do. The
be.
Next one.
Well, actually, you're quite right, Mark Packham. I don't think Jay did get that. Okay, moving. Okay, Matt Knight. moving on to you. Okay. Ba 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 da ba ba da da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da da ba da ba 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 da da ba da ba.
I don't even know how
to play it, and I don't actually know what it is.
I don't think that's how the riff goes.
Oh god,
it's the most memorable bit.
No, pass.
Well,
It was the Rolling Stones with Satisfaction. I assume that it was a Telecaster at some point, or in this weird way that you've laid this quiz out, that you just basically talk about a guitar that's most associated, or maybe it's in the music video, or maybe it's the one played on the record. I'm going to say Keith Richards, and I'm going to say a Telecaster, because I'm assuming that's what you've got. But actually, the version that you did, it sounds a little more like the Otis Redding version, and that would have been Steve Cropper on a telly. So,
my God, I can't believe you got that from my subtle nuances. Yeah. Well done, Mark Packham. That's a bonus point for you.
Good.
It was obviously the Rolling Stones, and yes, I was thinking of Keith's Blackguard Telecaster called, I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Micawber?
I've absolutely never
again,
heard that
again, another book, a Fender Blackguard Tele named Micawber, the story of the guitar that Keith received for his 27th birthday as a present from Eric Clapton.
It's 3 pages long.
No, it's a really interesting story about like this totally cool, like, you know, 52 Blackguard.
I mean, he would have definitely been younger than 27 when they recorded that song, so it definitely wasn't that guitar.
Well, no, but that's like the guitar that is synonymous with him.
What are the rules of this quiz?
Just relax. You got the point. Did you get the point?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't think you did.
I think I should get an extra one for saying that it sounded more like the Otis Redding version.
I just don't care what you say. Okay. Jay Cross, you ready for this?
Unfortunately, I don't mean to.
Wait. It's not Jake. Because
it's Mark.
It's Mark.
Oh, yeah. Whilst I'm not trying to sabotage myself here.
You ready for this?
Good. That's Layla by Eric Clapton.
Yep.
Well.
It's not technically Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, but I was obviously.
Yeah, the guitar player is Eric Clapton. And I think, is that the Les Paul or is it a Strat? Isn't it a Les Paul that is played on?
So the oldest video I could find of this, he was playing a Strat.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the point because I understand absolutely why you would think it would be a Les Paul, because it was old enough ago that he was still a Gibson man. Of course, Eric Clapton is now... His Les Paul days are all but forgotten, and he is now pretty synonymous with his frankly awful signature.
They're good, those guitars. I don't like the pickups.
No,
but
noiseless
I don't like
pickups. Who likes noiseless
pickups? Yeah, I don't like the pickups at all, but I like that guitar.
Are noiseless pickups still in Elite Series at the moment? Is that a thing?
No.
No?
Maybe.
good that you know.
Lace sensors?
Yeah.
So I don't think they feature in anything but the Eric Clapton at the moment.
Right. There we go.
Not a surprise. Okay, right. Next up, Jay Cross. Get ready to claw back some points.
What do you mean claw back some points? I think I'm still in the lead. Well, actually, Mark might be 1 point ahead.
Mark
of
is
me.
1 point ahead, so you can level out here.
Level out, man.
Quiz. I can't do the bass and the guitar, but...
So what, I need to do the bass as well?
Yeah. Well, no, you can just
okay. So this is, of course, Slash from the hit rock band from the 1980s, Slash and the Slashers.
I legitimately thought you were going to say Slash's Snake Pit there.
And Stoke-on-Trent's most famous band. So the guitar that's most synonymous with this is, of course, a Gibson Les Paul. But if memory serves, the actual recording was done on a fake Gibson Les Paul.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The famous story of Slash's Baronet Les Paul, which he desperately needed for recording, and he got in. He had three copies at the moment, two by Baronet, one by another company that's name escapes me at the moment.
Good to know you've done your research.
Oh, whatever, yeah, you know, I did some research. But anyway, yes, that is absolutely right. And in fact, you're going to get a bonus point for being aware that it wasn't a Gibson.
What? So I don't get a bonus point for knowing the player who played on the version of the song that you sounded most like. Hey,
everyone's got a bonus point. I just gave everyone a bonus point. Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Okay. And next up, Matt Knight to finish the round. Are you ready for this, Matt Knight?
Go for it.
Did you say potato in there?
Maybe.
I am too tired for this. Pass.
Matt Knight, come on. So is it me?
No, honestly, can't. My mind is just completely blank.
Is it my humming or is it?
Yeah. No, honestly, I know the riff. I just can't think of the band or the guitar.
I think we're moving around to Mark Packham.
I think I've got an advantage in this quiz in that I'm definitely a morning person, but also I've got an advantage because Matt's definitely not a morning person and can't get the questions, and then it comes to me next.
Up, I have to get up at 6 for a 2-hour commute every day, and like I was like, I really don't want to get up this morning, but yeah, I'm tired.
Okay, so that is the Day Tripper. Mm-hmm. By the famous band The Botals.
Yep.
I'm assuming that was played on a Rickenbacker of some sorts.
Well, who played that riff? Which one?
Ooh,
think about it. I mean, you can see which one of them if you watch some TV appearances. I mean, it's the obvious one.
George.
Right.
So actually a Gretsch, probably. Okay. Country gent of some sort.
There you go, you got it. Bang on. It is, in fact,
I mean,
yes,
you walked him down the aisle for
I
that
did
one.
I have to walk you down the aisle a little bit there. I expected more of you, to be honest. Yes,
yeah,
that's
Mark,
right.
I like the Beatles, Packham.
That's right, it was a Gretsch. And a country gent, of course. George did, you know, famous for his Gretsch tones. He did eventually end up with his own... Well, he didn't have a signature model at the time, but the signature model that's currently in production by Gretsch is, of course, a Duojet, a very fetching guitar. But at this point, no, he was playing a country gent. And what's the other one? A Tennessean?
Yep.
He was playing one of those. But yes, a country gent was the oldest like TV appearance I could find of Day Tripper of him playing that. So yes, wonderful, which brings us to the close.
Did you give me a point then or not?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Already did it.
No,
you
I hadn't. No, I
just,
hadn't.
He hadn't done it.
One thing, Joe Branton. Yeah. The Princeton 65 from the 90s with the red knobs was 50 watts.
Okay, all right.
That wasn't what we were talking about, though.
Yeah, Matt can have a point for that.
Yeah,
but
I'll
also,
give you a point.
Matt then,
which round
Matt
was that?
Matt then tried to cover up. Matt then tried to offer the fact that they're not 65 watts, but 65 is the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but you said Fender 65, which was an actual model.
Yeah.
If you'd have said 65 Blackface, okay. Princeton, which is the correct term.
I've given him
also,
a point.
I tell you what I'm not a fan of is Matt Knight using the internet during this quiz.
Yeah, he has gone. Yeah, he's gone. You know,
true,
it's like he's gone to the pub toilets with his phone during a quiz.
What I'm going
to
do, Matt, is I'm going to go back and I'm going to...
I don't want a point.
No,
I'm
retrospecting.
Just pointing out.
I'm giving you a point, but I am taking off your bonus point from this round.
Matt, just
using the internet.
One question. Who sung In the Summertime?
Was it Fidel Castro?
Right, go.
Okay, we are moving on to round 5, which is actually the round that we could drop if we're over time. How are we doing for time?
No, we're good. We've got time.
Okay, wonderful. Well, then we are
depends how long these rounds
to,
are.
Well, we've got 2 rounds left.
Okay.
The rounds in question are Complex Effects.
Okay.
And the final round, which is Know Your Nerd.
Okay, good. Right.
Okay, so round 5, which is just a simple round-the-room round, Complex Effects. Are we ready? We'll go in the same order as we always do. Mark Packham.
Do it.
Name 3 Earthquaker devices effects.
Oh, the Rainbow Machine.
Yep.
The Transmisser.
Yep.
And the...
I'm going to have to hurry you.
Oh!
3, 2,
the Earthquaker.
No, okay, fine. Well, unfortunately, out of the 41 what? Effects currently in production, you managed to name 2.
My mind.
Is the Rainbow Machine even still in production?
The Rainbow Machine
is
still in production.
I thought they discontinued it.
No, it's still in production. You could have had, you know, you could have anything.
Wait, can I?
The
No. On the pick three, you can't go around.
The Data Corruptor, the Cloven Hoof.
Have you seen the
Depths, the Eruptor.
That's what I said, wasn't it? Oh no,
the
Hummingbird,
the Organizer.
That's
so
what I was thinking
many.
Of. Yes,
so
they just slipped my mind.
Have you seen, did you watch the video for the new Data Corruptor?
No, I haven't yet, no.
It looks all right.
Did Juan do it?
He did one. Yeah. I didn't watch that one. I watched a couple though. It looks all right. Hmm. And the one of the engineers at Earthquaker did a little video that he put into Pedal to Doom, which I thought was
quite
nice. I thought it was quite good that people are going direct to
Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
That is cool.
Yes, some sooner than others, Matt Knight. Jay Cross, we're on to the next round. The question for you is, name three Dan Electro food series pedals.
Oh, that's so much easier.
The Rocky Road.
Yep.
The Tuna Melt.
I'm going to have to hurry you, yeah.
And the Roast Beef.
The what?
The Le Roast Beef.
The Roast Beef is what?
The the Rocky Road, the Tuna Melt,
yeah,
and I'm still gonna struggle. Chicken salad.
The chicken salad. Oh, I'm in two minds.
No, you can't have a point. You got it wrong.
No, I didn't.
You did. You said the roast beef
instead of the corned beef.
And then I said the chicken melt.
No,
the chicken salad.
This is like the one time I was watching Funhouse as a child.
And the chicken salad.
I'm giving you half a point.
That's fair enough.
The question on Funhouse at the end to win the whatever it is, Mega Fun Challenge or whatever. Pat Sharp said, name the three emergency services. And the kid went, police, ambulance, the AA. Because at the time, the AA were running the thing that said, the ad campaign that was the fourth emergency service. And so the kid was just like, obviously it's in that, and went, with such conviction, went, the AA. And the look on Sharp's face, the twins were gutted. They're absolutely gutted. Anyway.
Okay, Matt Knight, round to you. Are you ready? Are you coffeed?
I think so.
As okay, an aside, good. The coffee that we had this morning was bad, wasn't it? It's not great coffee.
Oh, is it filter?
Yeah.
I just think the
bag's been open too long.
Right. Come on.
Get on
just
with the quiz.
Like, all filter coffee tastes the same to me. Matt Knight, name three electro harmonics pedals that come in more than one size.
Big Muff.
Yeah.
Small Clone or the Choruses.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to go for the Bad Stone, because that's the Phaser series, and they do a Bad Stone and a Small Stone. And the Bad Stone's slightly larger, if I remember rightly. I might be wrong on that one, though.
No, you're absolutely right. The Small Stone and the Bad Stone, one is a Neo, one is a Nano. So you are completely correct, Matt Knight, picking up the first full point in this round, Complex Effects. Okay, we're through the name threes. Mark Packham, we're into the what is. So, this
is this
section,
transferable?
This is transferable.
Okay,
this,
right, come on, let's do
this
it.
This short section of the quiz is revolves around Strymon Effects. So, Mark Packham, what is Strymon Effects' actual company name?
Disaster Area. Disaster Designs. Disaster Zone. Damage control.
Damage control.
I got it. Damage control. Oh, the first bits I was just thinking.
That's
damage control.
Half a point. Disaster Area.
There's some sort of pedal company called Disaster Area or something.
I have to say, when you said that, I also thought Disaster Area.
Another pedal company.
I immediately started Googling my answer because I was like, did I remember it wrong?
Damage control.
It was damage control.
Give me that point.
I'm giving you half a point.
Yes.
Okay, Jay Cross, we're coming round to you on the Strymon section of this round. What was the name of... why have I put what was? What is the name of one of the two Strymon power supplies? You can name either one.
OJ.
Yes, you went for the harder of the two. The smaller one, the OJ. They also do the Luma.
Zuma.
Zuma. Is it a Z?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep, 100%.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not even going to look it up. I don't care. But
I'm glad you're in charge.
I got the point,
But, Jay Cross, you got the point. Well done.
Point.
Fantastic.
I got another bloody point.
Matt Knight, moving around to you and all things Strymon. What is the Strymon Ola? What is the Strymon Ola?
The Ola.
Oh, chorus vibrato. Vibrato.
Yes, you are absolutely right. It is a D-bucket chorus and vibrato. Correct. That is 1 point for Matt Knight.
You're a D-bucket.
Mark Packham. If you can, I will remove this half point. Mark Packham. We are now on to the electro-harmonic section of the effects quiz. How many controls, including switches, are on the base Big Muff Pi?
Including switches. Does that include the foot switch, the on-off foot switch?
No.
Okay. So it doesn't include the on-off foot switch.
I'm going to hurry you right now.
Five.
That's incorrect.
Is it four?
I'm going around the room.
The Big Muff, the base Big Muff pie.
Yeah. I'm going to have to hurry you.
Four.
That is correct, J. Cross. Yes, there is a three volume, knobs and a tone and a sustain.
I was thinking about the on-off switch.
You had that clarify for you that was
bright,
the case.
Up
the
and normal gain switch.
Just threw me off.
So J. Cross,
I'll throw you off the balcony if you're not careful.
Okay,
still a switch.
Boys, you need to can it. And finally, and round to J. Cross on the electro harmonic section of the quiz. How many types of muff are currently in the electro? How many types of muff are currently in the electro harmonics catalog?
Does this include, for example, the Big Muff and also the Big Muff Mini or whatever it's Big Muff
this
Nano?
All I said was how many types of muff, so I didn't even preface it with big. How many types of muff?
No, I understand that, but okay, right, so...
Muff are currently...
How many pedals say muff on the box? Does this include the latest Russian Big Muff?
This includes the Russian Big Muff.
Okay. This is a section where Jay's counting on his hands, so...
This is a lengthy question, so...
Say a number.
No, I'm not just going to say a number. I need to think about it.
I'll give you a little help. You're going to need more than both your hands.
More than both my hands? Okay. There's more than 10?
Yeah.
Oh, Matt's looked it up. Matt's definitely 100% has just gone on the electro harmonics.
But it's obvious it's more than 10.
Are you going to give me a point for being like one out?
I
think that's fair.
Yeah, I reckon you can be one either side and you get a point.
Yeah? Two either side and I get a point?
No, one either side and you get a point, I reckon. Are you unsure of the answer?
No, I've got the answer written down, but I thought it might be quite nice when he gets it wrong for us to talk about what they all are.
Okay.
So I was just
say a number. It's more than 10. And you've got a point either side.
12.
Unfortunately, you are still under. It is...
But pass it round.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
But you've just totally given him the...
Oh, yeah.
Matt Knight.
Actually, I was going to take a wild guess at the same number.
Okay.
So if you want to give me a chance, then I will say 15.
Matt Knight, that is very close. The answer is a whopping 16.
There we go. Matt gets the point.
That is including, the base Big Muff Pie. You've got the Metal Muff series. There's Big Muff Pie.
Read them out. So there's the three Metal Muffs.
Let me go through in order of how they appear on their page. So there's the base Big Muff Pie. There is the Big Muff Pie. The Big Muff Pie with Tone Wicker.
Mm-hmm.
There is the deluxe base Big Muff Pie. The deluxe Big Muff Pie, the double muff, the English muffin, which still counts, the Germanium 4 Big Muff Pie, the Green Russian Big Muff, the little Big Muff Pie, the metal muff, the micro metal muff, the muff overdrive, the nano base Big Muff Pie, the nano Big Muff Pie, the pocket metal muff,
that's 16,
yeah, that's the lot. That is all of them.
That's too many muffs.
That is an awful lot of muffs.
Is the pocket metal muff the only electroharmonics pedal that's pocket?
It's called pocket.
It's weird, isn't it?
Do
Matt's last question.
So Matt Knight, I'm going to give you a point for that because that was an excellent guess. You were one out. I'm sure you used the internet.
Is there more to this round? I'm just looking at time. Maybe after this question we should move on to Know Your Nerd.
This is the last question of this round. So Matt Knight with the last question. How many effects are on the electroharmonics multi-effects tone tattoo? How many different effects are on the popular multi-effects, that very successful pedal, the Tone Tattoo, released by
Electro Harmonix? I can only think of the other one in that same series. I am just going to take a random guess at 3.
You are completely correct. So the 3 effects are distortion, chorus, and delay. It is actually, they call it a multi-effects. It is just like a,
But that's a different model to the Epitome, right?
Yes, the Epitome.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of. I thought it might have been the same.
Yes, it is different. But three effects there. So well done, Matt Knight. That's a point to you. So Matt Knight absolutely retaining that round with a whopping 4 points. Jay Cross coming in second with 2.5, and Mark Packham miserably finishing up that round with half a point.
I definitely got more than half a point in that
How
round.
How did you get half a
There's,
point?
You've missed off a point there, 100%.
Have I?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
No, you got damage control wrong. You got the controls on the Big Muff Pie wrong, and you couldn't tell me three earthquake pedals, so
Fine.
I gave you half a point.
Fine.
Okay, so...
you got you got half a point for the damage control.
Yeah.
Oh. So really, you want to be counting your blessings, I've got to be honest, mate.
Fine, yeah. Get on with the
okay,
next
right.
round.
We are on to the final round.
He doesn't like not winning.
He doesn't like not winning.
It's really funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on to the final round of the Guitar Nerds Quiz, episode 125, round 6. The type of this round is a traditional round the room, but the theme is something completely unique. This round is Know Your Nerd. I am going to be mixing it up. There are going to be some quotes from nerds on this podcast.
Okay.
That each of you will have to guess which nerd said what.
Okay.
I am also going to ask you to remember specific products that we put in the 2016 Gear of the Year.
Okay.
And where they seeded in Gear of the Year.
Okay. Didn't okay. I do this exact question last time around?
Did you? I had a feeling that you did, actually.
Yeah, I think I maybe did something similar as well.
Okay, right, yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
No, I thought it was original. Okay. So, first up, we'll start with Mark Packham. I am going to... This first part of the quiz, Mark, I'm going to read a quote, and I want you to tell me which nerd said it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to do it in their voice?
No, you can't
give it away.
He was gearing up to that.
I know he was.
What you're doing is rewarding Gibson for going back to what they always do, the Les Paul.
Jay Cross. That's a Jay Cross quote.
Now, I actually thought that this one would be harder than that. You're completely right. It is Jay Cross, but it was not Jay Cross's opinion. Jay Cross was, in fact, doing a silly voice and imitating stupid punters who don't understand what Gibson do really well is okay. The Les Paul.
It's just the way that it was phrased. I could tell it was Jay.
Okay, yes, it was when we were talking about the flack that we'd got for awarding the 2016
yep.
Les Paul Guitar of the Year.
Yep. Okay. Are all of these based on 2016's Gear of the Year?
Yes.
Did you listen to one episode of Gear of the Year?
I listened to all of them.
Okay, fine.
I listened to all of them, like, late last night, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I flicked through, obviously.
Helping those numbers, podcast
yep.
numbers.
Yep, absolutely. Jay Cross, I love Dan Electro 64. I had that and Turok, and it was amazing.
Excuse me?
I love Dan Electro 64. I had that and Turok, and it was amazing.
I had that and Turok.
And it was amazing.
Turok Dinosaur Hunter.
Oh, Mark Packham?
Well, I mean, Mark pretty much just gave it away to you there by following up. But yes, you're absolutely right. That was Mark taking the mick out of the fact that I was supporting the Dan Electro 64 for Guitar of the Year. Yes, you are completely right. Matt Knight.
Yes.
Yes.
My concern with that is that you're still paying £900 for a bolt-on guitar.
I think that's a Joe Branton quote.
I'm afraid that was...
Wait, does it not come around the room?
Not me. Mark Packham.
That sounds to me like a... Ooh. I think that's a Jay Cross.
I can't really go around the room with this because every time someone gets it wrong, it eliminates it. So I'm not sure I'm going to give this to you. I think we're going to keep these.
But it was Jay Cross.
But it was Jay Cross.
It was with regards to Billy Corgan, if I remember correctly.
It was with regards to the Billy Corgan. I sort of heard that quote. I heard sort of the defender of all things Fender saying that £900 was a lot to pay for a bolt-on guitar.
Defender.
And I thought that quote absolutely had to be in here.
Fender Defender.
Okay, so unfortunately no point there for Matt Knight. Back round to you, Mark Packham.
Okay, is it a quote?
It's another quote this okay. time. Are you ready for this?
Yep. Yeah. You've been quiet?
Because I was thinking about it. I was reading it. It's a long one. It's a thing that I've noticed quite a lot recently that companies are doing, and it's sticking a Bigsby on a guitar and thinking that that makes it premium or unique.
I'm going to go with you, Joe Branton, because you say the word premium quite a lot.
I do indeed. But that is not correct.
Ah, okay.
Unfortunately, I thought this one would be super easy.
Super easy.
Who's the guy who hates Bigsby's? It is Jay Cross, okay, the man who hates all things.
I don't hate
things.
Bigsby's.
You hate Bigsby's on cheap...
I don't hate Bigsby's on cheap guitars. As that quote says, what I dislike is the idea that just sticking a Bigsby on a guitar makes that guitar seem premium or unique, when actually what you've just done is gone, oh, let's just stick a Bigsby on it. That'll make it premium and unique.
Yeah. You were talking about the Yamaha Revstars. Yeah. Well, he actually did have the same argument with the Gretsch Streamliners later on. But yes, it was the Revstar we were talking about in this case. Okay, Jay Cross. I think Vox amps are the best sounding amps in the world.
Joe Branton.
That's completely correct. And I do, and they are. So that is a point for Jay Cross. Matt Knight. Let's see if you can pick up a point in this round. I think the 6505 is one of the best things you can buy.
That's a tricky one, because like anyone could have said that.
Any one of the four of us could have thought that the 6505 was anything more than an absolute piece of crap.
This quote was so short, and it was Gear of the Year. Anyone could have been sticking up for anything. So I don't know. Random stab. I'm just going to say Joe Branton again.
Unfortunately, it was Mark Packham in this case. He was ardently defending the.
I remember that
the Mini. Unfortunately, this is bad. I should have gone for the 2015s, really, shouldn't I? To try and put some space between your memories and this quiz. Okay, next up, we're around to Mark Packham.
How much more of this is there?
Just a couple more questions.
Okay, good. Because we're up over an hour.
Yeah, okay. Well, these are now, you've got two questions more each.
Okay.
We're through the quote side of this round, and now we've got to just guess where things seeded. Okay, so Mark Packham, what came fifth in guitars in 2016?
In guitars in 2016.
Oh, this is very specific.
Yeah, this is really difficult.
What came fifth? So that is the top of our top five, but the bottom of the fifth. Think about the bottom out of our top five.
Okay, so it was in the top five, but it was the last thing. I'm going to go for the Yamaha Revstar.
No, that is incorrect. I'll go around the room.
Do we want to go around the room? Because this might give away potential future answers.
Okay, that's true. We'll also to keep things quick.
Tell me what was fifth.
Okay,
basically.
So fifth was the Offset Telecaster.
Okay.
It was going to be the Revstar, but I threw a bit of a hissy and we eventually relegated the
outrageous.
Yeah, okay. I know, terrible. Jay Cross, what came second in accessories? We only put two things through. So the two things that went through.
Barefoot buttons?
Unfortunately came first.
Dang.
Okay, the answer was that ever popular Blake Apex case.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Matt Knight, what came fifth in amps?
I can't even remember what was in there. Pass. Can't even name you an amp that was in there, to be honest. Apart from the one that won it, obviously.
Yes, these ones are a little hard to finish up, I will admit. Okay, it was the PV Piranha. Last question, and then we'll total up and see where we all are. Mark Packham, what won best product of 2015 in 2016?
Oh, God. The 2016's best product of 2015 was the... St. Vincent?
You are absolutely correct, Mark Packham. A product that didn't even win the previous year.
You're dabbing.
Well done. That's a point for you, Jay Cross. Your last question of the quiz. What came second in best pedal of 2016? You and me were very into it.
Best pedal of 2016?
Yeah, what came second?
Oh, okay.
Best pedal of 2016. We know what won.
Yeah, I know what won.
What came second?
The Ranger FX
Delay X and Igor.
Unfortunately, that was the year before.
Really?
The second place that year was the T-Rex Replicator, the all-tape Echo, and Mark Packham really didn't want that to come second. We really fought hard for that. Final question of the quiz. Matt Knight, what won Weirdest Gear 2016? It's the only time a product of this type has ever won anything.
Was it the Rockstock Bright Switch?
It was not, no. Unfortunately, it was the Yamaha Transacoustic, and it's the only time we've ever awarded an acoustic anything in our quiz. Okay, so we finished that round with Matt trailing with 0 points, Jay and Mark joint on second. That was the end of Know Your Nerd, and that is the end of episode 125's quiz. Mark, why don't you take the reins for a little bit whilst I do some totting up?
Okay, so we should do the normal stuff while Joe's adding up the scores. If you've enjoyed this episode, as always, you could go to patreon.com/guitar nerds where you can support that
helicopter flying overhead.
patreon.com/guitar nerds where from as little as $1 a month you can support the Guitar Nerds podcast. $1 a month gets you the regular episode ad free and early. $5 a month gets you that and some extra content as well. You get an extra half an hour every week, plus access to mini series like Branton's Rant On, and all the interviews that we do with people in the guitar, pedal, amp industry. And $10 a month gets your name read out like these people. We haven't got it open, have we?
So
we haven't got the thing. It's all the usual people. You know their names, but let's do it anyway. I'm going to do some music while you find it. You ready?
Yeah, give me a sec. I love long intros. Derek Rich, Chris Collins, Andy Joyce, Steve Merkel, Blair Toms, Carlos Mancha, Andrew Macro, Mark Cross, JD Shaw, Andy McKenzie, Brad Page, Paul Corrigan, Jack Godfrey, Will Clare, Scott O'Brien, Matt Quine, Phil Thompson, Laurie Anstis, Moot Gravett, Colin Anderson.
There we go. Joe, you can also, if you want to get involved, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum, where you can submit questions to the podcast, which I think is what we're going to do in this week's Patreon, actually. Just wrap up some questions from last week.
Yeah.
And we'll probably a bit of quiz fallout as well. You can also go.
We're all going to fall out over
indeed.
The quiz.
You can also go to Twitter @GuitarNerds, Instagram @GuitarNerds, YouTube @GuitarNerds videos. Loads and loads of stuff. So, Joe Branton.
Yes.
What are the results of this week? This biannual? It's a biannual quiz, isn't it? Which means two every year.
I mean,
but it also means once every 2 years. Biannual.
Well, it's
weird.
Just every 25 episodes.
It's every 25 episodes, which there is roughly.
Okay, so on the GAC 125 quiz.
The what, sorry?
GAC 125.
Oh!
It's in my blood.
The Guitar Nerds 125
quiz. Bleeds red and yellow.
Mate, that's never getting to 125 episodes.
Coming in third place, Matt Knight with a very respectable 13 points.
Well done, Matty.
I was terrible.
No, you
I apologise now. My head was not in it this morning.
And which leads us to... it's so close.
Oh,
second
God.
And third. There is a single point in it. In second place, Mark Packham.
Yes.
With 15 and a half points. So this quiz winner is Jay Cross with a whopping 16 and a half points.
Unbelievable. Robbed.
Top banana.
What I want is the listeners to, you know, vouch for me in the Facebook
group.
For me.
Vouch for
who?
Why would they
Mark
do that? Why would they want to vouch for a bloody loser?
Mark was robbed of this quiz. And if you just pick up all the points where Jay probably actually got it wrong. Anything where Joe Branton has got the answer wrong? Because I suspect there was a couple throughout the podcast.
There were none. Anyway, if anyone managed to beat 16 and a half, do let us know. And I don't know, I'll congratulate you.
Oh, actually, if anyone does beat 16 and a half points, I have got two T-shirts that I can send you that aren't Guitar Nerds ones, but brands have sent us.
How are they going to prove that?
first one to post in the Facebook group with 16 correct answers. I don't know, but I've got
16.
Two T-shirts
that wouldn't
I need
even
to give
win.
Away.
No.
And we haven't thought this through, Matt. Forget about this. But
I've got
two t-shirts
I need to send before I go to Japan, so someone...
We will do something with these two t-shirts. We'll put something up in the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. I think that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us for a bumper episode and another heated Guitar Nerds quiz. We will see you next week.
Bye.
We'll see you again in 25 episodes.